Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
The Bob Cordaro Show Podcast.
Great, good morning, everyone. It is a beautiful Monday, September 15th, 2025. My Bacardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 9:08 a.m. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he. Broadcasting today from the United States of America. I can prove it because we produced great leaders, great thinkers, great speakers like Charlie Kirk. It's also the place where the brave, like the veterans we salute today, thanks to our man John Basiliga, well, we lost them this year, but have a chance to celebrate them. Like Mauro Cabell, Hazleton, Thomas Davies, late of Arizona, but he was from Old Forge in North Pocono. John Zalan, he was from Canaan Township. Jackie Sees, Danville, and Chet Stackhouse. Our veterans will honor today. The United States of America, founded with a certain knowledge and understanding by our amazing, incredible, irreplaceable founding fathers, that government is not, shall not be, cannot be our parent, our guide, our salvation, our direction. Not any of these things, but is nothing more than a necessary evil we require to organize and protect society. The United States of America, the country where, for the first time in human history, freedom was declared to be an unalienable right granted to each individual by God. Freedom could not be parceled out to groups. It could not be controlled by government or government officials because our great American Constitution ensured and codified freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of association, economic freedom, and freedom of the press, no matter how they use it. Now, armed with these freedoms, and only because they had them, a ragtag bunch of immigrants, rejects, and their progeny created the richest, most powerful, most culturally diverse and accepting nation ever to grace our planet Earth. America, the only place specifically invented and designed so that every American can live their life in the manner they choose. Unlimited by their background, upbringing, race, color, or creed. Unhindered by the government or those who would use government to control others for their own comfort, benefit, or power. This Bob Cordaro Show, well, it'll always be convincingly conservative, lovingly logical, proudly and passionately patriotic, and reliably right. And so we gavel to order today's meeting and the beginning of another week of meetings of the Club for Common Sense, promising you, because of our commitment to common sense, that we will provide a sanctuary of sanity for all. Well, it's our first full week without the voice of Charlie Kirk. What a shame. I find it tragic on so many levels. And we're going to feel it. I they're talking about, and I'm not a pessimist. I'm actually maybe too Pollyannish in a lot of ways. But they're saying, well, we created a million Charlie Kirks through his assassination. I don't know. I mean, he was. I just think he was such a unique leader because he was not only had incredible spiritual depth, incredible intellectual depth, but he was in a lot of ways, a master political strategist. On top of all that, I don't know that you find that in one person. His wife is very, very impressive. But it's hard to imagine that things will expand. Although I'll tell you, it is really heartening to see the positive impact that Charlie Kirk and his message had on American youth and on people worldwide. Just impressive. But, yeah. By the way, John Fetterman, he continues to say the right things and then vote the wrong way. He talks a common sense game and then votes like a left-wing lunatic. But he's urging Dems to stop calling Trump Hitler. Stop it. It only makes sense. They're idiots. You sound like a fool, a jackass when you say that. Quite amazing. And so he said it. Hey, today we've got Monday Musings with John Perillo. And then we've got the weekend wrap-up with our man Chet Parlavecchio. A great football weekend. But how about the weather? The weather is fabulous. Now, Friday I stayed home. I had enough. I just hung out. Home cutie went out. And me and Chauncey hung around the house, which I love to do. And then Saturday, we went with a little gang to the Stegmeyer Mansion. I can't wait to get back there again. The Stegmeyer Mansion on South Franklin Street in Wilkes-Barre. And I know they're an advertiser, but that has nothing to do with this. It's that great. And yeah, so we did that Saturday night, and then our friends the Paluccis came to the house after that. Somehow, some reason, we had to have an after party. So Sunday, I wasn't bright and cheery early Sunday morning. I think it was what? Chauncey spared me the overnight trips, but 6 o'clock in the morning, you know, to take Chauncey out and feed the cat. Came awfully early. And then we had a nice celebration. My father's going to be 88 on Tuesday. So we had a nice celebration at my mother and father's house. All the grandchildren were there and the grandchildren to be. I have three and two on the way. One any day now. And so good stuff. Yeah, crazy weekend because you still have these idiots. There's nothing else you could call them. Trying to somehow pigeonhole this assassin, this scum, evil scum, onto the right. It's just, what? Cutie said to me, well, I was just listening on TV or somewhere, or maybe she saw it online, about, he's a right-wing Trump supporter. You know, they're just lying. That's what they do. That's what the left, the media, and the Democrat Party does. The truth is their enemy. And, you think, are these people insane? Seriously, I think many of them are, and many are just dumb, and many are just followers. But I can't I don't know why. Why would you? It's not yours to own. Did you kill Charlie Kirk? Why do you have to lie about the ideology of the person who did it? And yeah, it was, I said it from day one. There was radical trans ideology and radical left-wingism behind the murder. And I'm still very curious as to who else was involved. Hopefully we will find out. You hope and pray at this point. Mr. Paul sent me something. You talk about jackasses. Almost on the top of the list is Chris Kelly, who writes for the Scranton Times. He says, the interesting thing about the suspect accused of murdering Charlie Kirk is that he's a white Mormon from a Republican family, and Trump is... how does this even come in? And Trump is still hiding the Epstein files. Number one, that's a lie. So and we know he's a scummy liar. This is the guy who writes a column for the newspaper. You just have to say, at some point you have to say, yeah, he's doing our party line, but he's a liar and he's a fool and he's actually mentally ill. You got to say that if you're running the newspaper and you have any self-respect. Just tell me if this sentence makes any sense. First of all, from a Republican, as though he wasn't a left-wing lunatic. In other words, so he's trying to say this lie without outright lying. But he knows he is. And Trump is still hiding the Epstein files. Now, what he overlooks on this Epstein nonsense, and it is nonsense at this point, what he overlooks is that the Biden administration had the files for 4 years and did not release them. I wonder why. Because they implicate a lot of Democrats, number one, including Bill Clinton. So why didn't the Biden administration release them? And if they were damaging to Trump, why didn't they release them? Please don't tell me they wouldn't. Number one. Number two, Trump is not hiding the Epstein files. Nothing of the kind. That's a lie, Chris Kelly. You're a liar. You're a lowlife. Because you lie without any like nothing even phases you. Again, that goes back to that zero self-awareness of the lunatic left, of which he's a card-carrying member. Charlie Kirk wanted the full unredacted Epstein files released. Trump should honor his memory by releasing the files. Oh, so clever, Chris, to use Charlie Kirk's name. Number one, the Trump administration... they released what they had. It was given to the House Oversight Committee. Number two, they went to court to release more. And Democrat-appointed judges said no. Maybe with good reason, but they were Democrat-appointed judges. There's nothing else to be released. And so you have scummy liars like Chris Kelly, and he'll write a column. It'll be all full of lies on Wednesday. Probably wrote one with full of lies Sunday. Just awful person. A really awful person. You cannot lie like that and be a good person. You just can't. You cannot be. And he's just gone deeper and deeper and deeper into this left-wing rabbit hole, this anti-Trump rabbit hole that he's now, seriously, he would not get out of Clark Summit State Hospital if they put him in. He wouldn't get out. Because he'd be like, oh, well, Trump put me in here. You know, yeah. Oh, sad people. That's what the deal is. All right. That's our opening segment. We got to hear from our great sponsors. We got to do a little history, a little music. And then we'll be back to you. You can reach us at 570-883-0098.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
In 1776, British forces occupy New York City during the American Revolution. That was our history moment. And Elvis, this date, 1956, Murph tells us he had the number one R&B hit with his double-sided single, Hound Dog, and Don't Be Cruel. Remember, I've told you that this, used to release, you'd have one song and sort of a throwaway on the B-side of the 45. Not so with this particular single. Amazing. Somebody, Mr. Paul sent me this thing. It's from somebody called Wall Street Mav. It says, parents should be avoiding Disney World vacations. This is not the Disney World you visited as a child. Meet the new Disney princess. It's a man with a mustache dressed up as a princess. The left, the lunatics, they just keep topping themselves. Please don't think that Disney has broken with the sick ideology that they're trying to foist on people. It's unbelievable. It's a man. It's a Disney princess. A man with a mustache. Dressed as a princess, I guess. And you're going to go give them, because there's no way you get out of there without getting skinned alive. You're going to give them tens of thousands of your dollars. Go to Universal Studios or something. It unbelievable. Wow. That is beyond scary. I'm looking at it and can't believe it. I really can't. Let's get to a couple of texts. My friend Ginny C down in Plains, she's having headaches. Her grass wasn't cut. She can't cut it. She's not well enough. She's got severe COPD and asthma. Can someone, if somebody out there would go, you don't even have to, you don't have to say hello, go cut her grass for her. Ginny C. down in Plains, we'll find the address if anybody's interested. Now, she said the grass has been done and she cleared out the lot, but somebody was telling her they were going to have to move, you're going to be evicted in 7 days. That is very likely the law, Ginny. So you're going to have to get it done. I don't have any good info for you. Hang in there, dear. Hang in there. Somebody else texts in. Henry Sisson is the number one influencer spreading these lies, and they go on to tell me something about Snickers bars that I won't discuss on the ALTS back at you. Harry Sisson. Remember that disgusting name. Second is Chris Kelly in the Scranton Times, although, thank God, only about 10 people read his columns. Somebody takes him, Bobby, this is beautiful weather for motorcycle riding. I've been taking the long way everywhere. I need to go this weekend through the amazing mountains and back roads we have in northeast Pennsylvania. Love this valley we live in. The LTS says Sean from Larksville. Good for you, Sean. Somebody takes in, true to form, it gets worse. typical left-wing trash. Read the latest trash from Chris Kelly bashing Charlie Kirk. He calls Charlie Kirk a jerk. And then he says, that's not an opinion. It was his brand. Now, I will guarantee you, he's not at all familiar with what Charlie Kirk has done. I'll guarantee you. Because if he listened, he'd be afraid he'd get influenced and not be an idiot himself. Wow. He joined him profiting from the pain of strangers. This is Chris Kelly. He trafficked. I didn't see it yesterday. In fact, the newspaper was at my parents' house. I'm not interested. He trafficked in it and embraced it, the fame, riches, influence it brought him. Wow. They said he sold racism, misogyny, and cruelty as godly. This is a mentally ill person. Writing a column. Now, the newspaper's failing. It's awful. It's a rag. All of that. As are the Citizen's Voice and the Hazleton Standard Speaker. And what is the Pottsville Republican? You can't even describe how vile a mind Chris Kelly has. You can't describe it. He's sick. He's mentally ill. He needs help. I'm actually, instead of being angry, I'm just going to ask for help. For Chris, somebody help Chris Kelly. He's mentally ill. Somehow he has a newspaper column. Not much read, but he gets to write it. He gets paid. That's how he makes his living. And he's sick. He's actually sick. Wow. That's scary. And he doesn't know anything. I guarantee it. I guarantee he knows nothing but snippets that the left has extracted out of context on Charlie Kirk. I've watched him with transgender. I've watched him with gays. I've watched him with people who are disturbed. And somehow, it's as I say often, people say, well, you hate speech. Just because you hate it doesn't mean it's hate speech. Some people, like Chris Kelly, hate the truth. They hate it. They despise the truth. Amazing. All right, we'll take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK, will return with our veterans tribute and then some of your calls.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Our veterans this hour and every hour, this day and every day, brought to you by our man John Basiliga and his great family of companies, including Eastern Roofing Systems in Jessup, one of the premier roofing commercial, industrial, institutional roofers in the Eastern United States. And guess what? They bring all of that talent, all of that know-how for your house or your small office. Eastern Roofing Systems. Thomas Davies. He was from Arizona. and passed away August 21st at age 82. Back in 2016, he was preceded in death by his wife of 51 years, Irene. He served us honorably in the United States Army, stationed in Korea and California. He attended the former Lawrenceville Elementary School in Old Forge through his freshman year before graduating from North Pocono High School in 1961. Tom Davies worked as a rate negotiator for Southern Pacific Railroad prior to retirement. He and his wife always opened their home to military soldiers passing through at Presidio Base in California. He's survived by his daughter, Kath, three granddaughters, two great-grandsons, and other family members. Tom Davies had a signature trait. Whether talking on the phone or in person, even just checking out at a store, he always finished the conversation with a joke. He will be dearly missed. Thomas Davies. Morrow Cabell Hazleton. We lost him September 8th at the age of 88. He was born in Hazleton, lifelong parishioner of Our Lady of Peace Parish at Our Lady of Grace Church, Hazleton. 1954 graduate of Hazleton High School. He served in the Air Force during the Korean War. Upon leaving the service, Morrow returned to Hazleton and married his high school sweetheart, Lily Dragonette. He spent his career as a sales rep and was co-owner of an Orange Julius franchise in the Wyoming Valley Mall. Active in his planning of his class reunions for Hazleton High and the Lions Club. More than anything else, Morrow loved his family. He was a devoted husband, father, grandfather, and great-grandfather. His wife, Lily, preceded him in death, surviving his daughter, his son, his grandchildren, his great-grandsons, and a great-granddaughter. Morrow Cabell, our great veterans this hour, brought to you by John Basiliga and Eastern Roofing Systems. Storm Tracker 16 forecast from meteorologist Anthony Bordenaro. Today, sunshine, 81 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear, down to 55. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high 81. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, low 57. Wednesday, scattered showers, high 76. Wednesday night, cloudy, low 58. Thursday, mix of sun and clouds, 79. That's a heck of a weather report. Maybe the best I've seen this year. It might be. So I got the truck, Big Lou, washed. Go down to the Wizard and run it through. And it still looks clean from, I don't remember which day I did it, maybe Wednesday or Thursday. Wouldn't you know it, a darn bird. You know, what did he do that for? He must have picked out the truck and said, this is awfully clean. Let me mess it up. This is that one spot, and every time I go out to the vehicle, particularly when I'm letting Chauncey in, the back seat, I think, I got to come out here with the washcloth and clean this off, and I forget. But I did tell Cutie, we were both out of washer fluid in her vehicle and mine, and I stopped and got it when I got gas this weekend, or Friday. So I've got washer fluid. Unfortunately, it's still in the back of the truck, but it doesn't matter. I have it. All right, let's go to the blower. We got Mike from Dallas. Hi, Mike. How are you?
Good. How are you, Bob?
Great. Thank you.
Hey, LTS, man. Love your show.
Back at you. Back at you, brother.
Hey, I think that, you know, those birds, man, they have scouts. They watch you. They watch you go to the truck, to the car wash, and then they, he's back. Let's get him. He's back. they do the same thing to me. I'm very upset about the Charlie Kirk murder, which is what it was. And but I have after watching the FBI timeline and and the report about and the pictures, the film of the guy jumping off the roof, jumping off the fence, climbing up the stairs. And then they say, and this is the condition we found the gun, the weapon, in the woods. Now, if at some point it looks like the gun was disassembled, it doesn't show when he's jumping off the roof to get away that he has a gun in hand, but he does have something in hand, a bag of some sort. But he's running pretty well, so it's not stuffed in his pants or anything like that.
And there was that limp on the way to the murder, which they speculate that he had the gun down the side of his leg or whatever. Yeah.
But when he left the gun in the woods, wherever he left it, why would he need to reassemble it? That's what I can't make sense out of.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe somebody.
Well, I don't. By the way, I don't know. I was watching, listening actually, Cash Patel on. Excuse me, on the Fox Morning Show today, and he didn't say whether it was assembled or disassembled. It was just in a towel, so maybe it was still disassembled. I don't know.
Could be.
He didn't say either way, though, Mike.
All right. Yeah, that's a
you know what? As with any investigation, there are going to be anomalies. Period.
Yeah.
That you're going to say, well, wait, what about this? The one I'm worried about the most, or wondering about the most, I should say, is that clown who said, "I take the fifth, I take the fifth," and created a ruckus that distracted the limited security there to him while the guy had a chance to get away. Like things like that, and they said there's a 20 person. Snap or chat room or something that this guy was involved in. Those are the things I really want him to run down. I don't think he did it alone. I really don't.
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, at the beginning, all I could hear everyone say was, this was definitely a professional job. I mean, and then after that, the reports were coming out that, for a guy who may have been hunting or was experienced in any kind of firearm, a long gun shooting, 150, 200 yards with a scope, it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
So.
And you know what? It was the most, I would characterize it this way. It was the most professional a non-professional could do.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. You know? That is true.
Yeah.
That is true.
Yeah. Scary stuff, though. Everybody's vulnerable to this. Everybody. Jay Leno, of all people, he said this was an attack on free speech. He says that's what this was. Nothing else. And believe me, that's what it is.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I believe that.
Thank you, Michael.
Hey, thank you, Bob.
Appreciate it. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Let's go to our man Larry from Plymouth. Hi, Larry. How are you, buddy?
Hi, Bob. By the way, how's your dog, Bob?
Well, he's still on. He's being weaned off the steroids. We're going to see how he reacts when he's fully off of them.
Okay.
You know, we're going to see, Chauncey.
Well, I hope, Bob.
Yeah, he's acting normal. You know what I mean? He's running around being a big goof, which is fun. Okay. Yeah,
Bob. But here's. If I could pull this out, Bob, here's a tribute to Charlie Kirk, if I could do it.
Please.
Okay. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. I can't go any further, Bob.
Not bad. Not bad, Larry. Without music, pretty good.
A cappella, Bob.
Yeah, nice. I'll tell you, the man deserves it. He was a great man.
Yes.
The impact he had in 31 years, and it was even more, as we see these vigils all around the country and all around the world, it was even more than we knew it was.
Bob, when I saw, what was it, Congress, was it yesterday, day before, when they had a moment of silence and the Democrats wouldn't shut up, that's disgusting.
And left. Some of them left.
Bob, disgraceful. I'll tell you what, maybe you're not saying, there's got to be retribution, or this country is lost. It's over. I mean, the things that are going on, and what happens, it's a weirdo that shoots them. Some weirdo with a tranny girlfriend and everything. It's disgusting.
Well, what I think is this, and you probably wouldn't agree with it, I think that the conservatives have to keep speaking. That's how we win. We keep telling the truth, and they will fail and become the small, discredited minority that they deserve to be.
Bob, I hope with his killing that this starts a movement.
They're saying it. I don't see how it happens, but I just don't know. I can't think of anybody. But look at nobody knew Charlie Kirk was going to be what he became. I can't think of anybody that combines everything he had.
He was that famous. I didn't know that.
Yep. Amazing. And but I always followed him.
There's a couple of them that do that, Bob, though. Guy Benson, I don't know if you know him.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
What's his name, Shapiro?
But Charlie, and he embodied, and I said it earlier in the hour, he embodied deep faith, deep intellectual capacity, and was a political strategist on top of all that. You can't embody that. I don't know who would have all those qualities in one person, but we've got to try.
I just hope it continues, really.
Thank you. Thanks for the song, too, Larry. Appreciate
it. Thank you, Bob.
Man. Heartfelt tribute to Charlie Kirk. We'll be back. My Bacardo Jewelers watch says 9:50 on the nose. You know we had to get to take it to that point. Murph tells us this date, 1962, the Four Seasons moved from number 11 to number 1 with their hit Sherry. Bob Cadaro back with you on WILK. Mark Nasco's in the studio. One of you alerted me to a traffic issue that we're going to amplify upon. Mark, what do you got, man?
Yeah, well, it's pretty simple. Road work. Rolling roadblocks going through Luzerne County, real far south. So that's what it is. They're just doing some road work.
So they're rolling?
They're doing stuff and moving forward.
Yep,
that's what they're doing. And that's actually been going on for a while. You probably have seen that. That's been going on. They've been going north to south, south to north, all that, just doing road work. I experience it once in a while going to work as well.
So and 81 north near the Pittston area is... It's going to spread north, I guess, right?
Yeah, we'll get you more details on that, but from what I can see, it's road work that they're doing, and it's just going to be rolling throughout the counties.
All right,
pretty far south. So, hey, always an honor to be in studio. I'm usually in the other room. I don't get to come in here too much.
Well, you're a star now.
Yeah, look at that. That's what happens. I do like that song, too, by the Four Seasons.
Yeah.
Sherry, good
there
tune.
You go.
There. I guess I better back my room there.
Go, track this down. People have to know. Thank you, Mark Nasco. Appreciate it. Hey, let's go quickly before the top of the hour to Bill from Pittston. Bill, we got about a minute and a half, my friend. Bill, are you there?
Okay. Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a subculture with these transgenders. My niece has a lot of various and unusual friends. Some are transgender, and they have their secret words, and they're a little bit smarter than you, you know, that type of thing. And they have these little buzzwords. And there's a really wild subculture of this going on, and it's time we call them out. And when I talk to them, the stuff they say, I call them out. I don't get hostile. I just keep an even tone. But they're not as smart as they think they are. And you got to call them out, but not in too much of a provocative way. You have to just use your wits about you. But it's
and
really
I mean,
gotta
Bill,
be
from my perspective, two things are important to remember. Number one, gender dysphoria, in my view, is real. And it's, you know, you're sort of cross-wired. It's a brutally difficult situation for anyone suffering from it. They need support. They need love. What they don't need is anyone encouraging them to move forward as young people in a transgender journey. They just don't need that. That's the worst of all worlds. But it is their choice once they're adults.
But once they get in these subcultures, they feed exactly the thing you fear. They exploit them and they twist them because that suitor's family were conservatives. So they grew up in a conservative household, but once they got into that subculture, they got twisted.
Yeah. And he was living with a transitioning person, and I maybe thought he was defending her. I don't know. You just don't know. Look at the level of mental illness and acting out on it that this young scumbag partook in. It is dangerous to everybody. And here's the thing too, Bill. It bothers me. Nobody's out to get them. But see, the Democrat Party and the left and the media are saying that conservatives are out to get them and erase them and all those other kinds of things. Total lies, but mentally adaptable people will then take this information and act on it. And that's what we had here.
Yeah, the Democrats, exactly, they're complicit in all this violence by that Crockett and all these people. But the weird thing is I'm watching the Democrat Party commit suicide because Trump is using it appropriately, using this tragedy to show the comparison between the abnormal, crazy Democrat Party, which no longer exists as it once did, and it's nothing but a party that's committing suicide. They're committing political suicide. The further they go left.
Well, the Democrat Party, as it is today, needs to commit suicide. We cannot have a political party that is moored in evil, their entire ideology, that is moored in hatred of the country they represent. Can't have it.
Oh, absolutely. And they're all on the wrong side of the 80-20 issues. That's what I mean. They're committing suicide. It's obvious to anybody that they're making the wrong choices, and the stupidity of it all, they run with it.
They exploit
it.
But, Bill, don't overlook the ability of them to lie their way out of things. They did it in 2022 with the abortion issue. They lied about it. They lie about everything, and they're shameless in doing so. So
I know
they're not dead until they're dead. It's like that hand coming out of the grave. The question is, when will a group of normal people take over for the sickos that lead the Democrat Party? I don't know if that's going to happen. It has to happen.
Well, the progressive Democrats are like a subculture of what the Democrat Party used to be, and they're much in alliance with that same subculture that takes place in these gaming rooms.
Yeah.
And they do. They prey on these kids that are totally screwed up, trying to find their way. They give them a sense of identity. They tell, and then they create that paranoia, and they get them to do things they wouldn't do.
Well, the duty of the normal people in this country is to marginalize the left dramatically. And we've got to do that to save the country. Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it, my man. It is 10:03 on my Bacardo Jewelers watch, 10:03 and change. So we've got to go to the news. But we remind you that you go to Bacardo Jewelers, okay? Great jewelry store. Absolutely the best. But then you look at the watch collection, Raymond Weil, Breitling, Oris, Longines, Michelle, Shinola, Luminox, Swiss Army, Seiko, Tory Burch, Victorinox, and then, of course, my own Bacardo Jewelers watch. We'll take a break and be back. It's the Bob Cordaro Show.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But
Here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.